She was born on the bayou, but she had to go. The Big Easy was a calling, and she couldn't say no. She hopped aboard a freight train with Slippery Pete. She wrapped up her bandana, went to New Orleans, had a box of matches and a can of beans.
She's real cute, she's got fur, she's a beaut,
Bella Benella Note. Marlene picked her up, but it wasn't for long. Was going to New Jersey for the end of the song. Now Christina finds her amusing,
she's real wacky,
and Daddy-O is real confusing.
Watch out, Zoe,
she's a puppy though, and jumps into garbage constantly.
Welcome to the podcast, Bella and me.
Hello. Hello, hello. That's right. We're back. The Bella and Me.
Hello, everybody. I cannot wait. I know you told me to wait. I cannot wait. Oh, how long has it been? It's been way too long. And whose fault is that? Not mine.
Are you done?
It's snowing
on the second day of spring.
The second day of spring. And it's snowing. Mama is so happy.
I know. She's out in it right now, frolicking around
goodness.
All by herself.
I'm going to go and play with her right after this.
You don't even like the snow.
I like it because Mama likes it.
Yeah, okay. I like looking at it and staying in my pajamas.
I'm going to put my coat on and I'm going to go out with Miss Bella.
You're going to go out with yourself?
Gonna play.
Okay, well, before you do that, I've got a lot of questions here.
Of course, there's a lot
from your listeners.
You would not let me do a podcast. You were always working.
We were on a brief hiatus.
Yeah, because you were busy, and
I
don't like it.
Well, I'm sorry, Bella, but you know, I was busy. So,
let's get going.
Well, I want to start with the number one question about, and I had to kind of take about 30 emails roughly. That we're all saying the same thing, and basically was, where is Miss Bella?
That's right. Everybody's asking, where's Miss Bella?
Why are there
I'm
no
right
more
here.
Why are there no more Bella and Me shows?
Uh-huh.
I miss Bella and Me.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right. Everyone wants to know what I got to say.
Right. Well, we're back.
All right.
It's all good. Everybody calm down. We're not going anywhere. But we do want to address some of these questions.
Yeah, let's go.
That you have. Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, number one is from TamTam22.
Hello, where are you from?
Well, TamTam22 has a question.
Okay.
You're not asking questions, they're asking questions.
I got it.
Okay, TamTam22 says, why do some people die before they're old? This is a question for you, Bella. They want to know, why do some people die before they get old?
I hate that they die before they get old. I hate that people die before they're supposed to.
Okay, well, the question is, why do they die before they get
old? Well, I think it's because sometimes people don't understand the promises that God gave us.
That's right, a long, satisfied life.
Here on earth, not
right.
just in heaven.
So because they don't understand it, that's why they're dying?
No, but they don't understand their benefits. And sometimes you can have benefits and not even know it.
Uh-huh.
It's like having $1 million in a bank that you don't know about. Wow, what would you do with $1 million? But if you don't know you got it, you can't even spend it.
Wow, Belle, I remember like one of the first few episodes, you did not know this kind of stuff. That's pretty good.
I listen to Mama.
Ah, well, there you go. Okay, Tam, there you go. Take hold of your benefits.
Right, find out what your rights are.
Right.
And then grab them and take them and use them.
Okay, good advice.
Right.
Okay, next one is from Dietrich301.
Hello.
How come God makes storms with lightning and thunder?
I think it's a natural occurrence. It's something that happens. It's basically, this is how Mama explained it to me, because sometimes in the past, it would make me afraid. But then she said, don't be afraid. There's nothing to fear.
Hmm.
It's make it a fun thing. Make it beautiful. She loves thunder and lightning, Mama. Oh, my
she
goodness.
She loves rainstorms, snowstorms. She loves all of it.
But here's what it is. You know when you take stuff out of that machine that dries it?
The dryer?
Oh, okay, the dryer. Well, you know when you take stuff out of the dryer and it goes clickety-clickety, snap and pop?
Like static electricity?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's what thunder is.
Wouldn't that be lightning?
No, the lightning is the light part.
Right.
Right? The, and then the light part sparks and makes noise. Right, and that's the noise it makes, is the thunder. It's just static electricity on a real big, big, big way.
Okay, so you rode the rails with Slippery Pete.
Yes.
Did you experience a lot of storms during those times?
Some.
So where did you get this information? Did Slippery Pete? Because I know Slippery Pete.
I just told you, Mama.
Oh, Mama, okay. Because I know Slippery Pete.
You didn't listen to Mama.
I know Slippery
you
Pete.
You wasn't listening.
I know Slippery Pete is into science. I thought maybe he told you.
I told you, Mama told me. At the beginning.
Calm down. You need to calm down because I will shut this thing down right now. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You didn't even listen to my answer.
Oh, speaking about riding on a train.
Uh-huh.
Ute Slam 1 would like to know.
Hello.
Can Bella tell me where she got money to ride a train?
We didn't ride with no money. We snuck on the boxcar.
So you rode with no money.
Yeah.
It's not that you didn't ride with no money. You rode with no money.
Right.
Yeah, you just said you didn't ride with no money.
Oh, sorry. Uh-huh. Now you're listening, right? Correct me?
Yeah, that's right. So you illegally got on the train.
Yeah.
Yes, you broke the law. Okay.
Well, we jump on an empty box car with the door open, and we just jump on in, and then off
right.
we go.
Right.
Nobody was using it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It was empty.
Okay, Robert Jill 228 wants to know, why do my parents get mad at me if they have Jesus in their heart? Ooh.
I could ask that question, too.
I like questions from kids.
All right, let me see. Because I could say, why does Daddy-O get so mad at me if he's got Jesus? And I think you should answer that one. Oh, he's quiet. I'd like to know your answer, Mr. Daddy-O.
Jesus got mad at people.
All right,
and
so.
He still had a godly heart.
Okay,
so it has nothing to do with... I have a question for Robert Jill.
Well, no, I got a question.
Well, I'm answering your question.
All right.
My question, I'm going to answer this with a question.
All right.
Well, Robert Jill, maybe what are you doing that would cause your parents to sometimes get a little angry with you? Doesn't mean... Don't growl at me.
Yeah, that made me a little angry.
It doesn't mean they don't love you. It doesn't mean they don't have Jesus in their heart. You know, sometimes things annoy us. And we get a little... Maybe we shouldn't react the way sometimes some people do. But it doesn't mean we don't have Jesus in our hearts.
Well, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
So Jesus got angry.
Yeah.
All right, so that means Jesus had emotional stuff.
Yeah, he had emotions.
Because he was human.
He still has emotions. He's still human, yes.
So he went through the same stuff as us.
Right, exactly.
Because he's like us.
Just like us.
He had to be. Otherwise, it would not work.
It wouldn't work. It would not have worked. Exactly
he had
right.
to be human.
Amen.
Like us.
Very good. Very good. You're right.
I'm human, right?
Yeah. No, you're not human.
Yeah.
I'm just trying. I see the amount of questions here I'm looking at.
All right,
I just
want to
make sure we hit every one of them.
I can't just answer questions and not talk.
I know. Very good, Robert. Okay, Megan Rules. I have a dog. I have a dog that looks just like Bella. Her name is Flower, has shorter legs, but doesn't talk.
Ooh, Flower.
Flower's
I like
looking,
that.
Flower's looking real good right about now.
I know, you know
Especially
what?
The doesn't talk part.
I know, I've seen other little dogs like me, mm-hmm. and their legs aren't like mine.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why my legs are so long.
Yeah, that is weird.
But I like them.
Are they your calling card?
Yeah, no, that's Mama.
Mama's legs are her calling card.
That's right.
Okay, gotcha.
She's got pretty legs.
That's very nice, Megan. We'd like to see a picture of Flower.
Yeah, send us a picture of Flower.
Picture.
And tell Flower I say hello and give her a little kiss on her nose for me.
Okay. Next entry is from Dave Mess. What a great podcast.
Hello.
I love listening to this with my three girls. Usually Christian stuff is so badly produced. Not this one. Its artwork is eye-catching, and the show is original, funny, and really well-produced. Kudos.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
That's Dave
Mess. Nice. And say hello to your little girls for me.
Three little girls.
I know. I said little girls.
All right, relax. Okay, next entry is from Lip Smackin.
Oh, hello.
I love when Bella's best friend Zoe is on the show. What does Zoe look like, and will she ever have her own show like Bella? Well, Zoe is sitting here with us very quietly.
I know, she's being very good.
Zoe, do you want to answer that question? When are you going to have your own show?
I keep asking that. When am I going to get a show? I don't think it's fair.
Right. Okay, next question.
Because I am the queen, and I wear a crown in this house. And I think they need to see a picture of me.
Okay, we'll put up a picture of Zoe on the website. John Gordon Boyle.
Hello.
My six-year-old grandson loves this show. I love that it's given me an opening to introduce him to Golden Age radio serials. He wants Bella to answer his question.
Okay.
His question is, what do angels do?
Ooh.
What do angels do? That is a great question.
Well, they are messengers. So they send messages.
Right.
And
what
else
do they do?
They are servants right. of us.
And
they
where can they find that in the Bible?
You know better than me.
In the book
places.
Of Hebrews.
Okay.
They are ministering spirits sent to the heirs of salvation.
That will be us. So they are ministers, and they help us out. They protect us. There's a scripture that says that God sends his angels to surround us, so we would not even strike our foot against a stone.
That's right.
So they protect us. Mm-hmm. They watch out for us. We have our own personal ones.
That's right.
We have our guardian angels that are sent specifically for each and every one of us. You have one, right?
I definitely have one. His name is Val. But here's the thing, Bella. I have an angel. Mama has an angel. You and Zoe don't have angels. Because you're not the heirs of salvation.
What?
We are. However, because you belong to us, you're covered.
Oh, okay. I was getting a little nervous there.
You don't have a dog angel looking over you. You have
our
angels looking over you.
I think we help the angels, us dogs.
You help them?
We're servants of the angels.
Really?
I think so, because I know there are times when I can see them.
Okay, well, I believe that.
And I know Zoe can see him, right, Zoe? That's right. I see angels. That's when I'm staring at the ceiling and you wonder, what is she looking at?
Oh,
I'm watching the angels in the corners. They're big.
Yeah, they are big.
They're not little like babies flying around.
No, they're not little cherubs.
No.
They're
big.
With tiny wings.
That's right. They're very big and powerful. They fight. Some of them fight, right?
Yeah, you have warring angels. You have executive angels.
Wow.
Yeah, they're very cool. I love them. Oh, this is a cool name. This next entry is from Bowtie Shark.
Ooh, hello.
Love this podcast. It's one of the few I subscribe to automatically.
Mm.
It's a great way to introduce kids to the Bible and learn something along the way yourself. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bowtie Shark.
Thank you. I'm glad we help you.
I wonder if Bowtie Shark knows Slippery Pete.
Slippery Pete's not a shark.
I know, but they both are
they
around water.
No. You're wrong.
Okay.
All right. A shark is an ocean.
A shark is an ocean.
No. A shark is in the ocean.
All right, well, say that.
I did. You got to open your
you
ears.
You said a shark is the ocean.
No, I did not.
Okay.
I said the shark is in the ocean, and alligators are not in the ocean. Right. They are in the swamps.
Hmm.
Please.
Okay. Well, they're both around water, is my point.
Oh, boy.
All right, next one is from DC Native in Brooklyn.
Ooh, hello.
Mama's from Brooklyn.
Yes, she is. She loves Brooklyn.
I love this podcast. Give me more, por favor.
Okay.
Bella, does the devil have claws? The devil doesn't have anything.
I think he's a big punk.
He's a punk.
I don't know what he looks like, but I know he's ugly and hideous.
No claws, no teeth. Nothing.
Right. I think that we could just put him right under our feet.
Amen. I agree.
And don't be afraid of him.
That's right.
Because he's got no power no more. Now listen to me. Don't you go trying to fight a devil or the devil
right.
or demons on your own.
Right.
In your own power. Like they do in the movies that are so ridiculous. You got to do it knowing Jesus.
They do it with guns.
Because Jesus already defeated all of them.
Amen.
You just
got
to know it. Again,
Amen.
It's like knowing your benefits.
That's right. Can't be afraid of the devil.
You already won.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid of those demons. Oh, no. They're afraid of you.
Because
when they see you, they see Jesus.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, Bella. They don't like that.
Preacher Bella.
Yeah, get out of my way.
Okay, is that good there, DC Davis? Next one is from A. Driggs.
Hello.
My 6 and 8 year old love this. We're looking forward to the new episodes.
Yeah, well, here we go. And we're doing them now all the time, right, Daddy-o?
Yes, yes.
No more skipping.
Right.
All right.
Okay, all right. Next is called Poopies.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I don't know. These I get in trouble.
These are 3 questions in 1.
All right.
Well, let me ask the questions first.
All right.
Does Bella like Jurassic Park movies? Does she like when the dinosaurs poop? And why is the devil after us?
Well, I like the Jurassic Park movies. Yes, I do. Especially the first one. I think that one was the best one.
Right.
I like that one, and I know almost all what's going to happen.
Yes, because you've seen it a million times.
Many, many times, because
like
I watch it with Mama.
Right. And do you like when the dinosaurs poop?
Yes!
I don't remember any scenes of the dinosaurs.
I
know that one big pile of poop, that one scene.
Yeah, and they had to put their hand in it.
Yes.
I know.
And Jeff Goldblum says, that is one big pile of crap.
Yeah, and she had to put her hand in it. That's like Mama putting her hand in it.
She loved
that horse manure.
She does not have fun
she
with
She will
that.
Pick it up with her bare hands.
But Bella, really, why is the devil after us?
Oh, boy. Well, let me tell you why he's after us. Because God loves us so much!
Whoa, Bella, hang on.
What?
I need to make a correction.
What?
He's not after us. He's after the word inside of us.
All right, but that's because we're carrying it around, right?
Amen.
Well, you are, and I'm with you guys on that.
Amen.
He doesn't like us because we got Jesus in us. He doesn't like us because he's defeated. He doesn't like us because we're not scared of him no more.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't steal nothing from us no more.
That's right.
Because Jesus came and he won. Whee!
Right. The devil's a punk. Don't give him any...
Don't even pay him no mind. You look at Jesus and keep going forward.
That's
keep
right.
running to Jesus.
Next question is from Knuckles to Drag.
Oh, boy.
I went camping last summer and got hundreds of mosquito bites.
Oh, boy.
Then I thought, why did God make mosquitoes? So that's my question.
He didn't.
Actually, I can answer this.
Go ahead.
He did. He did make mosquitoes. But since sin entered the earth, man and animals, for the most part, have become enemies. That's why humans have to defend themselves against lions and right things like that. But I think it's Isaiah 11 talks about how when the new world comes, the new city that Jesus is going to build, that the lion will lay with the lamb, a baby can crawl amongst snakes and not get bitten. You know, it won't be like that. We won't be getting mosquito bites in the new city, the new Jerusalem. And also, maybe, I know Mom always says that a lot of the time that mosquitoes and other kinds of things like that, that those weren't the original form of those animals and or insects. Because of sin entering the earth, it got tainted and
corrupted
and twisted.
Messed
and
up.
Wicked.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Right. So mosquitoes are not going to be like we see them on the earth when heaven comes to earth. They're not going to suck your blood.
Right. Right now they feed on us, and as a result of feeding on us, now they become food for birds and bats and things like that.
Right.
All right, Lori. Will I ever get a demon? Will I ever get a demon?
Meaning get one, like get possessed by one or something?
I don't think she means go to the store and get a demon. I think she means get possessed by one,
listen,
Bella.
Listen, I want you to just relax. Because if you have Jesus in you and the Holy Spirit in you, there ain't no room for demons.
That's right.
They cannot coexist in the same place, in the same body. Please, no.
Amen.
You cannot. You kick that demon in the bum.
That's right. We'll just make sure you're saved that way.
Right. Okay. That's what I said before.
Okay, Trooper Yully says...
Hello.
Nowadays, it's really hard to find ways to keep kids' minds busy on good things, and I think this is a very fun yet Christian way to do it with Bella and me.
Thank you!
Oh, I like that.
That's why we're doing it.
Amen.
Because we want to help you.
Sarah Fu wants to say that we can't wait for the next episode. There's another one I missed. So, you got it, Sarah. Here you go. Davey Dave M. Bella.
Hello, 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 everybody. about
Davey
it.
Davey Dave M wants to know, if we went high enough in the sky, would we find heaven?
I don't think so.
You'd find space.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I think, okay, I'm going to mess this up, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
But heaven isn't like in this dimension. I think that heaven is not just like, oh, let's go here or let's go there and find it. I don't think in our minds right now, the way we are, we can say, oh, here it is, like if you were going to Nebraska.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, it's like other place.
Watch the movie Interstellar. It'll give you an idea of...
That's a confusing movie, but I think you know what... Yeah, I think that's like that.
Because heaven could be like... Heaven is
like
at hand.
Like a dimension.
A dimension, yeah. Heaven is at hand. So, like, you could just step to the right and be in heaven and be in another dimension, the heavenly dimension.
Right,
not heavenly,
so much,
like the sky heavens.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I think there's so much in the spirit that we don't see and understand.
Right. Okay, Dave? All right. Sui, my Bible teacher plays the Bella and Me show at the end of our Bible classes on Sunday, and we love it.
Oh,
will there
wow.
be any more shows?
Yes, I'm so sorry. Will you apologize, please?
I'm sorry.
It's your fault.
I'm sorry, okay? All right. Sui. Drew Me.
Hello.
This podcast has grabbed my kids' attention and imagination while teaching them great biblical truths. At 7 to 14 years old, they had no concept of radio dramas, but now they can't wait for the next one to come out.
That's exciting.
It is. My youngest actually has a question.
Okay.
Keep in mind that since this podcast, she would never open up and talk.
Aww.
Bella and Me has woken my daughter up. Here's her question. Is there a McDonald's in heaven? I don't know about that, but there better be a White Castle, I can tell you that.
I think that there's going to be all kinds of places to eat in heaven. And if you like McDonald's, it's going to be the best McDonald's you ever ate! Yeah!
Oh.
Definitely French fries! I love them French fries!
You love anything edible, and even stuff that's not edible like wood.
That's true!
Alright. Da King Leo.
Hello.
I am 25 years old, and I am a closet Bella and Me fan. Why your closet?
Come
da
on
King
out.
Leo. Come out of that closet. I listen to this podcast even while I'm at work.
Yeah.
I even got my 7-year-old nephew addicted. I love the messages in each episode. Please don't stop doing them.
We're not stopping no more, right, Daddy-o?
Yeah, right. Thank you. I got it. All right. Next, Snow for Life 13.
Woohoo!
How can I get a Bella and Me coloring book?
Ooh, you said that.
I know that there's one available.
It is?
No. I said I didn't know that there was one available.
Well, you said you're going to do one. So where is it?
Well, when it comes out, I will tell you how to get it.
Well, let's get on it then.
Well, okay. People I have nothing
waiting,
else to do.
People are waiting for my coloring book.
We'll get a coloring book going soon.
We'll have adventures with Slippery Pete.
Yes.
And Zoe.
Zoe
and
Craig. All right. Herbal 211. This is my grandson's and my favorite Christian podcast. Want more?
Wow.
Bella's high-pitched voice keeps him interested and listening to the episode. At 18 months, that's a joy. This is a great way to introduce little ones to audio podcasts, too. Thank you, Bella, and a smiley face.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for listening, and I'm so glad you're enjoying it.
Aw. Okay. M. Geary says, this is a great bedtime podcast for kids. My 5-year-old and 3-year-old love Bella and Me. The audio quality is excellent, and Daddy-O has a wonderful expressive voice for podcasting.
Oh, wow, look at you.
His soothing voice and Bella's southern high-pitched voice is a perfect combination.
Ooh.
We've tried several other children's podcasts, but this is the only one we've found that gets us excited whenever a new episode is available.
Oh, wow.
When is a new episode available?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Every Saturday. Thank you, M. Geary. I... Yens Love It.
Okay.
Hello.
I
Yens Love It says, will there be toys in heaven? Well, probably right next door to the McDonald's, there'll be toys.
Yes, I think we're going to be playing like crazy in heaven. Oh, my goodness. Forget about toys. We're going to be riding on elephants and lions. We're going to be singing with giraffes. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be so much fun. And Jesus is going to be with us.
That's right.
The best.
Wow, you're really excited about it. There you go.
We're gonna play baseball with Jesus.
Ah, yes, love it. I hope you appreciated that answer. Okay, Swifty 125.
Hello!
Thank you, Bella, for explaining to me about my cat dying and that it's in heaven. I love you.
Oh, I love you. I'm sorry to hear about your cat because I know you miss your little friend. But don't worry, you'll see him again. You'll see him again.
Okay, On This Hillside has a question. Why can't we go to heaven and just see it and then come back? And will I have my same name in heaven?
I don't know about the name, but I have heard about people that have gone to heaven and come back.
Right, so if you want to go to heaven and then just see it and come back, why don't you ask the Lord to take you on a little trip there?
It happened to Mr. home. Jesse Duplantis.
That's right, you happened.
I think you can listen to that somewhere on the internet.
Yeah, Jesse Duplantis, Encounters of the God Kind. That's the name of it. And Heaven Is So Real. That little kid went to heaven.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. So there, it is possible. If somebody can do it, then you can do it.
That's right. Okay, On This Hillside. June Smigs is next.
All right. Hello.
June says, I look forward to more episodes. Can Bella tell me, why is hell dark if they have fires there?
Because it's dark. It's dark.
But and they have, like, she makes a good point. There's fire. Fire produces light. If it's dark and they have fire there, how can it be dark?
I think it's something we won't even understand.
I think dark in the sense of, yeah, the absence of God.
Right.
Yeah.
See, there's light like light. You know, like the sun and candles and electricity. Right. And then there's light like Jesus.
Right. Amen.
And they don't have that.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's dark. Thank God we won't see it.
Amen. See, the earth is dark at night.
Right.
It's nighttime. But the earth has Jesus' spirit in it.
Right.
Right. So that's why we can still, you know, we can still see. We can still, you know, it's not void of Jesus' presence.
Right. So it's not a darkness that's bad. It's just dark with no light.
It's dark as far as contrast. Right. Right. Okay. Now, again, as many questions as we had about 30 other ones that said, where's Bella Me? Now, because I'm on the last entry here.
Oh.
We had about 30 other ones that said, where's the show?
Okay,
where's
but
the
we
show?
Answered that
We
now.
Answered that. And yeah, I'm just going to keep saying, well, where's the show? So
okay.
That's why.
Okay.
All right. So now this is a... I want you to sit back, Bella.
Oh, I'm ready.
Because this is a very, very good story.
I love a story.
It's from Starry Eyed.
Hello.
Okay. My 9-year-old son, William, has autism. And is quite a handful. Do you know what autism is, Bella?
I think I do, yeah.
What do you think it is?
It's when the children and they have a hard time communicating. And they have different things that they feel very, very... intensely.
Right. Okay.
And it's different for different children.
Right.
And I think boys get it more than girls.
Yeah, they do.
I have a theory about that. I'll share another time.
We'll share another time.
All right.
All right. So my 9-year-old son, William, has autism and is quite a handful. He has violent physical outbursts and has hurt himself sometimes during these outbursts. We tried everything to hold his attention. TV shows, movies, music, light therapy, colors, acupuncture, acupressure, everything. I listen to podcasts whenever I can. I happened to find Bella and Me 2 weeks ago and had it playing throughout the house. One day, I noticed William sitting on the floor staring at my laptop screen. He was mesmerized by the artwork on the screen of the podcast and did not move while the podcast was playing. Thinking this was just a fluke, I paused the podcast. He immediately reacted and started yelling. I continued playing the podcast again, and he calmed down immediately. Whenever I play an episode now, he is at complete and total rest. He doesn't move or cry or anything. Well, there is one thing. He often smiles from ear to ear while listening. Nothing has ever helped him but this podcast. I even let his doctor listen and watch his reaction, and he said, well, if that's what's keeping him calm, keep listening. So the Bella and Me podcast has officially been subscribed to my son by a medical doctor. Autism is no match for Bella. Please keep producing this show. Thank you. All with a lot of exclamation points. And in caps. Bella, you look like you're about to cry.
I'm very touched by that. I am.
Well, Starry-Eyed is seeing a lot of change in her son.
I'm so grateful for that.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing it. Yeah. I'm so glad we can help.
You know, as much as you annoy me, William likes it.
And I know he's going to get better and better.
Amen.
And it's because Jesus, not, I know, it's me.
Jesus is in the podcast. The spirit of Jesus is on this show. And that is what William is liking.
That's why he likes it.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Mm. All right, starry-eyed. That was very nice. Okay, everyone's back up to date. We're back in the we're back in the saddle here at the Bella and Me Studios.
Yeah.
And
see, it's very important now. You see how important it is?
Bella, shut up.
No, you didn't say that to me. You did not say shut up to me. That is terrible. You better say I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Thank okay. you.
We have a very, 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 very big thing to announce that we're not going to share.
Yet!
Yet. But it is coming. So stay on the edge of your seats for a very big announcement involving Bella and me, this podcast, and me and Bella and Daddy-O and Mama.
I think you should also announce the other thing you're doing with Mama. Now, on one, you know, once a month,
yes.
I think
On the last Wednesday of every month, Mama and I will be hosting a live Facebook Bible study Wednesday nights, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can join us via Facebook. You can ask questions via Facebook. You can like it. You can love it. You can wow it, whatever you want. You can learn from it. And if you're in the New Jersey area and you want somewhere to plug in, send us an email on the website, ahistorywithgod.org.
Will it be interactive? Like, could people ask questions live
yes,
on the show?
Absolutely.
That'd be so cool.
And there'll be people in our house, too. So there'll be people here with us. We'll have it all set up. And we'll be rocking and rolling. Sound good?
Oh, that sounds so much fun.
Amen.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad we're back.
Yep. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. And this show, Bella and Me, comes out every Saturday. And we'll have a very big announcement coming very, very soon. It's imminent.
We really love you, everybody out there, so much.
Yes.
We really care about you.
And with that, we're going to end the show.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
This has been Bella and Me.